Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Let's talk about leadership and the Thalic.
Speaking with authority, why did this come up?
So it came up when we saw a video of actually someone that I'm a fan of, and we're both big fans, Patrick Bet-David, and we thought about, look, I don't always agree with everything that's said, but one thing I do like is how he always said with authority, and it makes you listen. And that comes to the point where you ask yourself, well, how can you teach the skill of speaking with the charisma, right? And that was our discussion. We spoke about this before this episode, and we decided that's definitely worth the discussion over here. So, Scott, you want to start?
Yeah. So I'm going to say, I'm going to give my advice, because I think you have advice from the actual way that you communicate and the way that you structure sentences, and even the way like your vocal inflections give over like a certain amount of authority. But I'm going to just speak from my personal perspective on the importance of being able to tell a story. So not just speaking with authority, but always being able to tie points together in a story so that what you're telling somebody makes a lot more sense. So the point is, when you're trying to teach something over to somebody, you have to be able to tie it all together so that they understand on the same level as how you're trying to communicate it. And I find stories are really impactful. So even if you are talking about hiring somebody onto your team or pitching your company to investors, obviously there's going to be ways that you actually want to speak with authority. But I think that having a story ties it all together, and being able to tell people sort of the hero's journey as to why you're doing this, and the beginning, middle, and end, and how it ties back to them. I think that practicing stories is super, super important for clearly communicating what you want to get across. And in basically anything in life, your ability to tell a story increases your ability to speak with authority and to get the desired result, get the thing that you want.
Yeah, I guess it makes a lot of sense, because storytelling is a big piece and it makes it more visual.
And by the way, PBD does this all the time. So if you listen to him, he'll always tell a story. So he'll tell you something with authority, but then he'll also tie it back to this story that he's trying to put together so that it's more clear in your mind.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there are a couple of things. When it comes down to leadership, and if you want to be the alpha, say you run a business. If you run a business and you don't understand your own business concept, and you find out that some of your directors do the job better than you, no matter how charismatic you are, eventually it's going to crack because of proficiency. Proficiency makes a big difference. So for the real life, when you run a company, be very proficient. Now, for the most part, company CEOs that are founders are very proficient because they had to wear all the hats and they understand every element in the business, which makes sense, because eventually, even if you were not the charismatic guy at school, but now you run a business, and by the end of the day, no matter what happened, if there is one person that understands the problem that no one else was able to solve, it's going to be you, then you're going to get eventually that authority. They'll listen to you. The second part is, when it's not about that, when you're just sitting with a group of friends and you say something, conviction, guys, conviction, speak with conviction.
How do you though? So I guess the thing that I want to know is, okay, so say I brought the point about storytelling. That's a great tool. Being proficient and understanding the product, that's important too. But how do you actually have conviction?
Very, very, very easy. When you speak, do not hesitate. It's not about what you do, it's what you don't do. If you speak with hesitation, you trigger everyone else's brain to understand that this is not the alpha that I'm searching for. Every subconscious brain around you is looking for the alpha to follow.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Or deciding that they are the alpha in that situation. It's always a power struggle around everybody, no matter what you do. If you speak with conviction, that means you're not showing any hesitation. You're saying the last word, and that's when people listen. That's when you get their attention. Fair to say, though, that you're not always right. And this is where it's the challenging part. If I sit down right now and I have 3 employees, and each one of them want to give me a theory of how to grow the business, sometimes the most charismatic person that knows how to throw a beautiful PowerPoint presentation that just happened to be an alpha in real life and put the show doesn't mean they're going to give me the best plan. Sometimes it's the person that write it on a piece of napkin and is very shy or she's very shy. They're going to be the last one to speak. And your job as a leader is to listen to everyone and give them the same opportunity. Do not let the subconscious, the emotion, dictate that. Because by the end of the day, who's the right person to say that? So, but when you do speak, when it's about you right now, when you're going with a bunch of friends and you all decide which bar we're going to go to, if you're going to go and hesitate, say, I don't know, what do you think about Johnny's bar? This is not where you're not going to lead them. You need to say something like this. You're going on. Everybody's talking about a bar. I said, we're going to Johnny's bar. That's what's going to be more authoritative. So that is a leadership part. Sometimes you need a little tweaking. By the end of the day, it's something that's not always being taught. However, you can always improve. Think of kind of like basketball.
Yeah, of course.
You can make it to the NBA, but you can play better if you're going to practice.
So, okay. So then you're talking about, you know, who does a good job of teaching this over, actually, who speaks about this a lot. Oren Claff speaks about this in terms of he's a big time. He does pitching for a living, mm-hmm. and he speaks about framing a lot and speaking mm-hmm. with authority. And there's other psychological cues that I'm not gonna be able to pull off the top of my head right now. But then I have one follow-up, because this is gonna be a scenario that a leader who's listening to this or an entrepreneur who's listening to this is gonna say, okay, fine, I get it. I understand that I have to speak with authority on topics and I have to not second guess myself. But what do you tell that person? What does that person do if they're in a situation where they don't know the answer?
So here's a couple of things, right? Those are general answers. And if you don't know the answer, you can always say, look, let me check on this one. There are a couple of tactics that you can always learn about improving your leadership skill in front of other people. So say you have a group of people in front of you and someone wants to challenge you. You don't want to go and confront him or her in front of everyone. They can shatter your image as a leader. So what you do is you do it one-on-one. You definitely don't want to put someone down in front of everyone, because they can also open their mouths on you and they'll go and put you down in front of everyone. So what you do is you praise someone in front of everyone. If you need to go and discipline them, you do it on the side, not in front of everyone. Not only because it's the right thing to do, but also it's because it will help you. Because if you happen to not be the very charismatic guy, and they're going to open their mouths and yeah, you're going to run into problems. So in order to keep that image of director, leader, whatever it is, wherever you are, this is the kind of like a 101. You do that in every leadership course. But overall, when you speak with friends, that would be my suggestion. I think storytelling has a big piece of it, because when you tell a story, you grab people's attentions. If you know how
storytelling
to
is like tell a story. Is like one of the pieces, right? Because yes. I mean, you can tell a story and you can be still second guessing yourself. The point is to be able to clearly communicate and to be able to wrap that information up and deliver it, which I think storytelling allows you to do, but then do it with conviction.
Yes.
And then, of course, if you have people that you have to manage in one way or another, there's certain ways to manage them so that it doesn't destroy your image that you've worked so hard to build up as a leader. All right. Okay. That's it for today. If you enjoyed, please subscribe on YouTube. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can download and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts or on liquidityandliquor.com.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.